Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 28, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Lord God, we come to you today. Thank you for any blessings. Lord, all the work that we do. Lord God, we ask. Lord God, we ask.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a rather short agenda today. We'll begin our agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for the refurbishment of the Jefferson County Health Clinic, Beaumont Health Clinic. Item B is to award, execute, receive, and file professional agreement for engineering services for the Community Development Block Grant Program with DP Consulting Engineers at a cost of not to exceed $40,000. Item C is to award, execute, receive, and file a contract for a rebid for term contract for automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County to citywide ATM. And item D is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Company, Inc., and that's scheduled for Saturday, February 2nd, 2013 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items?
Yeah, motion.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Well, I want to make sure that we have a little discussion. Don, you and Steve, because that was some questions right before. Let's make sure we have everything at ease on the specifications for the refurbishing of the health and welfare building.
Yes, sir. We're comfortable with where we are. They still have a couple of items to get into us, but they have plenty of time to do so and meet the schedule that we're on.
And Judge, to answer the question, those specifications and the amount is within the amount we set aside for that project.
My only reason for question is because normally I get them on Thursday or Friday, and since there was a little delay, I didn't get a chance to review everything. But I understand now after what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything further? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we can table item A, and it looks like we're going to get more rain tomorrow, too. Item B is considering possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter of agreement between Jefferson County and the Hilton Galveston Island Resort for accommodations for the Jefferson County defense trial team for the period April 1st through 12th, 2013, in connection with a change of venue. Do we have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to pay regular county bills, check numbers 375993 through 376231. We have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Pay our bills. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes again have it unanimously. Lastly, under risk management, item A is considering possibly approve AmRisk commercial property insurance renewal effective February 1, 2013 at an annual premium of $1,326,421.37. Item B is to consider and approve Arch Insurance Excess Workers' Compensation Insurance renewal effective February 1, 2013 at an annual premium of $170,803.
Judge, that's the one we need to make a change on. I think there was an email sent, and I wanted to comment and thank Susan and McGriff. They were able to save us a little bit more money on that by going out.
Oh, would it come to
$139,000? Yeah, $131,000. I need my glasses. $381,000.
Okay.
And that'll be with New York Marine.
Okay.
Is that right?
Adam will be considering possibly approve excess workers' compensation insurance renewal effective February 1st, 2013 with New York Marine at an annual premium of $131,381 on item B. Item C is to consider and approve Ace American Insurance Public Officials Liability Insurance Renewal effective February 1st, 2013, an annual renewal premium of $25,214. And item D is to approve a CNA Boiler and Machinery Insurance Renewal effective February 1st, 2013, an annual premium of $7,350. Do I have a motion on those items under risk management? Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Discussion.
I just, again, Judge, that was since our meeting that we had, our workshop, and them going out, they saved us an additional about $50,000, increased the higher limit on our public officials' liability, and lowered our self-insured retention a little bit on a couple of items. So they did a really good job for us, and we thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you for all the work y'all have done. Not happy with the direction the premiums are going in, so hopefully next year we'll see a little bit better numbers. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes the items under the regular portion of our agenda. Is there any member of the court or elected official has anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? We may have set a record. If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.